Oh, I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know. I wanted to make sure you didn't press like stop as a joke and then we not record it.
That would be...
suck.
I think... I know one of my favorite podcasts has at least one or two lost episodes because they didn't record.
Lost media, Cameron. First episode of the year, lost media. Hey, we need to pay our podcast bill.
Don't yes. It should pay automatically, oh, okay. I think. I don't know. That's a good question. Pay our podcast bill. That's really funny.
They're going to turn the lights off on us. It's just hard to follow up the perfection that is King of the Monsters.
That is a unique take, I think, for most people.
It's okay. It's okay for most people to be wrong. It's okay for me and a select elite be correct.
What do you, Rachel, what do you think the X in Godzilla X Kong stand for?
This means they're gonna kiss.
I was thinking like excited or extra fun, but you went with they're gonna kiss.
You're gonna kiss.
Great.
Oh no.
What?
I just got another notification. One of my Hasbro payments was completed. I don't know. I don't know what shipped.
Rachel, I would say if one is in a situation where one is being charged for things that you don't even know what it is, there might be a problem.
I know what it is. I know. I have an idea which of the six pre-orders it's for.
One of the six.
Yeah.
Your fans have entered the conversation.
It was like a... Shut up.
This is our conversation. It's our podcast. This is
our conversation.
Rachel, I have a surprise for you.
And I'm scared.
All I can say is that...
I'm afraid.
Mr. Caleb Jacoby has done it again.
Is that Allison?
Animation. Whatever else.
Is that him? Who is it?
It's me.
Oh.
Rebels, robots, and etc.
Oh my god.
Well, it's Wednesday night.
Caleb's
and
done it again!
But just because the calendar has changed does not mean this podcast is going to get better all of a sudden.
You can insult our four listeners.
Well, now, unfortunately, it is Wednesday night, and that means...
Unfortunately! Hold on!
And that means... Oh, and we are, unfortunately, in Rachel's apartment. I was trying to get a Rachel versus Cam situation going on.
You want to go record out in the hallway?
Rach v. Cam, the new... I don't know, new something, new fight, new podcast, new beef.
New episode, same beef.
Did I already say it's Starformers Illumination Night?
I don't remember. You haven't,
well, it's Starformers.
You haven't grilled me yet about what the podcast is about.
A name so good, you can say it twice. So today we will be talking about the season one finale of Monarch Legacy of... Oh, monsters. The monster here for 30 seconds. Now it's gone. That's the name of the show. What would we do if we got a significant way through the pod or after the pod and we figured we didn't record? Would we just like do a 5-minute version, just sum it up really fast?
I feel like we'd have to come back to it another day.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd be upset.
I don't know if I could bring myself to talk about Monarch.
I was
a second
just gonna
time.
Say it's gonna depend on what we're talking about. If it happened during this stint, we would probably not. We could just do news and meme minute. Any update on Monarch? It still sucks.
It's still going.
And not that we're just like dogging on this show.
But we are.
We kind of are.
It deserves it.
It seemed to indicate that a lot of subscribers tuned in weekly for some monster-filled shenanigans. They must have been watching a different show than we were.
Yeah, this is a great, like, savage review. Like, he's leaving sullenly, and she walks up to him, and she's like,
"We were like,
Kentaro needs his father. So let him know when you get..."
Yeah.
Like, it kind of seems like she might say you need to stay. She's like, "Let him know whenever
when you find a new
get
place.
Somewhere." She's like, "There's no chance,
and
dude.
We
are done."
Slap him. The long list of Monarch Legacy Monsters mistakes. That's
Legacy
one of, them.
Of mistakes. We're like, given that they're not going to renew Monarch Season 2, we just see the skeletons of all of the main characters from Monarch in Godzilla X Kong just so we get some sort of closure on their characters.
you know, on March Madness might be over for now, but we now know that Monarch will return.
Somehow season two of Legacy of Monsters returned.
The fact that Monarch Legacy of Monsters is getting a second season plus supposed spinoffs, and it made me think there can't be that many podcasts that talk about this show. There really cannot be. And that made me think, how much of an influence did the existence of our podcast have on getting that show? Because you know they're using internet analytics.
Monkey paw. Monkey's paw.
And I'm not saying we had a massive influence, because obviously our podcast is very, 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 very small.
They knew we were
going to
hate watch it.
But man, I had an estimate, and I'm pretty sure I did some just quick searching on Apple Podcasts. There is less than 20 podcasts, and there's obviously some I maybe didn't find. So there's probably at most 20 podcasts that cover that show, which means we had, of the podcast market, a 5%, at least as far as like equal shares. Now, obviously, there's going to be a podcast who probably is like 90% of the viewers who listen. But like, of like, if they're just simply counting, if there's some intern in an office working at Apple had to collect this data, and on the spreadsheets they just said give me a report of how many podcasts covered us, we are 5% of that list. Name of our podcast is on a spreadsheet in Apple somewhere. Like, we barely are a blip on Star Wars and Transformers, because that's going to be massive, but on Monarch, we're there. We're on the list. We might be dead last, but we are on that list. Technically, I would say
March Madness
started in December. We're November. We've also got Bad Batch
season three.
Season three forever.
Bad Barch.
Bad Barch. We've got Mon March Barch Madness.
Oh.
Mon March Bad Barch Madness. The M is gone, so it doesn't really work. We'll workshop it.
March Madness.
Dang it. Currently covering the weekly releases of the new episode of Star Wars Bad Batch Season 3, which I have started to deem Bad Barch Badness.
I hate that.
I'm very proud of that.
Not Bad Batch Madness?
No, because Bad Barch Badness is way funnier.
Bad Batch Badness?
Because it's a bad show.
Oh.
it's an okay show, but Bad Batch okayness doesn't make
it's
any
no
sense.
It's no Andor. Lucasfilm and Disney just dropped season 3 trailer for Bad Batch and the release date, which will be February 21st. And we will have 3 episodes to watch that night.
This coming mere days after we established our calendar,
I know,
for the next, we finally sat down and figured out exactly when we were going to talk about the legendary verse movies.
Someone at Disney listened to our podcast.
So within the next 2 months, we have to talk about the first like half of Bad Batch season 3.
And that's,
we're going to talk about the 4 MonsterVerse movies that lead up to Godzilla vs. Kong, or Godzilla X Kong. We're talking about Godzilla X Kong. And if we keep our promise, we also have to talk about Kung Fu Panda 4. All in the span of a month and a half.
Continuing Bad Batch.
Yeah. So like, we had our calendar very cleanly laid out.
We did.
And then Lucasfilm was like, oh, also guess what? A month from now, we're going to start Bad Batch season 3.
Here's 15 new episodes.
This is the photo that I used for him just snarling. Oh, I did it right as Rachel was drinking. Ugh,
that went up my nose.
It's been 28 days, 1 hour, 42 minutes since a crosshair incident, and I'm resetting that to zero.
The worst.
Today is February 21st.
My nose is burning.
I'm so sorry.
Would you just put an extra O in there?
Like Kloon Troopers.
Kloon Troopers.
I think, did both episodes start with an establishing shot of Pabu?
And
both
right.
weeks we went,
I swear, Pabu looks different every single shot. I feel like some of the shots, it looks a lot taller.
You sound like a conspiracy theorist. You got your wall of pictures and twine connected.
I almost went through the episodes to get screenshots to see if I'd confirm it, but I didn't do it this time.
Omega wanders into a cave and finds a ship and a stranger and...
Batcher's the worst dog.
Nullise?
Yes.
The Kaminoan? Kaminoan?
Kaminoan. Gosh.
Cameron knowing that's the real answer.
More like Cameron not knowing. Hey! Yay. It's not a war crime if there's no one left to talk about it.
Yeah.
And you said you just have to kill enough people for it to be called a mining accident.
What if the Winter Soldier is actually a clone of Gonky?
That's why his voice sounds weird. He's getting translated from Gonks. The Emperor pulled a yule switcheroo and threw him under the bus. And so Rampart is on a jail mining planet.
Well, he's specifically at a labor camp.
Yeah, he's at a labor camp.
Rough, dude.
And Rampart looks 3 years deep into an engineering degree. He's got long hair. He's got a very unkempt beard. He truly looks like he's been going through it. When Wrecker throws Rampart up, that was just my immediate thought. Rampart Ragnar physics.
Wrecker's been banned from iPad.
It's not even his phone, it's someone else's phone.
He found Rampart's phone playing Roblox on it. Yeah, they're the anti bad batch.
Yeah, it's
four or five different. Yeah, the opposite of good is bad.
The good batch.
And so Hunter says to Omega, "We fought enough battles," and then you said, "Until the cameos demand otherwise."
And we see the star of the hour, Gonky.
Gonky confirmed to be alive and lived a long, luxurious, fruitful life.
He's probably underwater for like 2 weeks and someone fished him out. That's the other thing. If you don't like something, move. We did spend 15 weeks complaining about Bad Batch.
And now we are in Mon March Madness as we are starting our journey up to Godzilla X Kong, which will come out in actual March. And until then, we are going to cover the four movies in that particular continuity.
That is not Dr. Graham.
Yeah, who's played by Sally Hawkins, who's the main character in... I'm Dating a Fish Man. What's the name of that movie? Sound of Water? No. Oh,
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. Thank you. The movie ends on a sincerely touching note.
I cry every time.
Rachel just clicked off the AC. Has it been on this whole time?
It has, but I've been I forgot to turn it back down from when I got home from work, so it's set at like 75.
This is the first time it's been hot for a while in here. Well, I was starting to sweat.
It hadn't gone on at all because I was keeping an eye on it, because once it would like get above what it's set to, it would have been like, boom.
Fast zoom noise.
The vent. I think the scaling in this film is just perfect.
Godzilla is very scaly, yes.
Shut up. And Rodan was like, snacks.
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 Rodan's canonically a big old crybaby.
He is. Godzilla's been in a pissy mood the whole movie.
Yes.
He's mad. I did find out. Sorry. One thing we were trying to figure out. You're Allison and I, not you. what the sign language for Godzilla was. Uh-huh. Because Kong is like, she
beats her chest.
Beats her chest, which is funny. So we were trying to figure out what Godzilla was. And first we thought it was like this, where she moves her hand forward at her open palmed forward in front of her.
Three times.
But that means future. But I did find this. So this is very visual. You guys are going to love this.
Yeah, sign language on a podcast. This is great.
Can you imagine if it was just sign language the whole time? It's just like...
Bizarre. Imagine just being anyone who had been trying to get to the Hollow Earth their whole life, and Godzilla just shoots a hole from the surface to the Hollow Earth. They're like, you could have done that the whole time.
And he says, that podcast is filling your head with garbage.
Yes, that is. The podcast squad accidentally gets themselves locked in a pod... That no pun intended. It's a like a traveling pod.
We're locked in this pod right now.
Godzilla X Kong
for now.
The newest empire, but there might be a newer empire coming if they get a sequel. That's a subtitle, right?
No. No.
Empire X Kong, the new Godzilla. Is that what?
Wow.
Suko X Scar King, you're my dad and I hate you. That should be the actual title. Godzilla X Kong,
it is if they...
Little Kongers. Played by Alex Fern. Do you know what else Alex Fern is in? Godzilla X Kong.
And Chernobyl.
Well, yes, but that's not relevant because we're talking about Godzilla X Kong.
It is relevant. We've talked about Andor and...
Not relevant.
It is relevant because half of Andor is essentially Chernobyl.
Time to talk about Godzilla X Kong.
So we've seen the baby monkey.
Yes. He has a name.
Suko.
Suko.
Which sounds like Sokka from Avatar. Like Zuko and Sokka. Anyways.
He's their baby.
And she gives Godzilla a pat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the ultimate.
Gosh.
Well, we've all been waiting for 5 movies over 10 years. We've been waiting for this. Thank you so much for joining us for The Acolyte, Suns Out, Guns Out, Summer. Brought to you by Chimere, the gun show, Teethies. I'm totally fine for the Sith to return pre-episode 1. Because then the idea of a Jedi cover-up is actually really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. It just it changes things. If indeed this black... We know he has a black lightsaber. Presumably it's a he.
Was it black or was it red?
Oh, I said black. I meant, totally meant red.
I was like, what?
I don't know why I said black. But
even Athena looked confused.
That let the show play out.
Yeah.
And at the end, if you really disagree with it, we might end up really hating it. This might, at the end of it, it might be the worst thing that Star Wars has ever made. Unlikely, because the holiday special exists.
I was going to say, everyone keeps forgetting about the holiday special.
Unlikely, because Bad Batch exists.
You know, seen a full-fledged adult Wookiee Jedi.
Correct.
I'm ready to see him bash some schools. The stranger shows up, and he starts fighting with Jekki, and he actually...
Excuse you, his name is Darth Teethys.
Darth Teethys, okay, sorry.
She's not coming after Saul, so they must be going after Kelnaka. So they're going to go find Kelnaka.
Saul.
Who did I say?
Saul.
Oh, Saul. Right. Yeah, not Saul, the original name of Paul from the Bible, but...
Saul.
Yes.
You said Saul.
Did I really?
You did.
Saul and Saul and Saul and Saul.
His name is Basil. He is their tracker.
He's like a little rodent man.
I just don't like looking at him. I have a jumpsuit that looks like what he's wearing, but when we see him, he's wearing the cloak and his arms are bare. So I did make the joke. I'm like, oh gosh, what if he's just like naked under there?
Very good.
Like, that's the worst outcome.
When you're fighting a Sith, you can feel more comfortable by imagining him naked. Oh no, he's hot.
Oh.
So Teethys has a lot of really baller moves in this fight. One of the coldest is he stabs one of the Jedi and then force pulls another Jedi onto the blade and makes him into a Jedi kebab. It is. It is a lot. It is so cool. Oh, Yord. Actually, in one of the more interesting, probably the most interesting moment we have for Yord as a character is
Yord Truck Month. Should I tweet that with no context? Yord Truck Month.
No context Star Wars tweets.
He stabs her and, like, holds her, and she looks at Saul and goes, I was going to let Osha go with you.
Maybe lead with that.
Maybe don't lead with the you shouldn't have come here and everything, and no matter what you do, is going to lead to the downfall.
We were talking about episode 5 of The Acolyte with all the action, and you did a hand gesture in person. But I didn't, neither of us explained your gesture, so all we hear is you making this very funny sound.
This is probably the...
Yeah, sharp peak in the middle.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't remember what I did.
You were emulating Chimere breaking
Yord's neck,
but in context... We both forgot we were podcasting for a second. So if you're listening back, if you listened to that last episode and you were confused,
if you listen to this podcast and you're confused, welcome to the general audience.
Yes. Our heroes all end up
heroes.
Back. Well, our main characters. Yeah, there's no heroes in Leslie Headland's worldview, apparently.
Except for Basil.
Oh, if that's our purest hero, we're in trouble.
Wait.
Man.
Oh, we'll just handle this in season 2. Stop it. I'm pretending to spray water like out of a water bottle.
But last time we played on Hot Girl Summer by having Hot Bot Summer. So if we do
anime, we could do anime girl summer.
Hot
anime girl summer.
No. Hayat Miyazaki summer.
There you go. That's it.
Hot Totoro summer. Hot Miyazaki's in your area.
No.
I had the idea of calling it Hayo It's Summer, like Heyo It's Summer, like Hayo, but they're not all three Hayo Miyazaki.
So. I thought we agreed on Hot Miyazaki Summer.
We did not agree on that. I distinctly remember not.
Childhood trauma. August. Thank you for being with us for the Miyazaki Dog Days of Dead Dad Summer.
We should watch From Up on Poppy Hill, which is my favorite.
But that's Goro Miyazaki, isn't it? Or that's, no, Up on Poppy Hill.
It's a good one. It's one of my favorites.
That is directed by, it is Goro.
We stand.
Mom, I want Miyazaki. We have Miyazaki
you
at
shut
home.
Up.
Miyazaki
at you home. Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. And so they're thrown into a little bit of a turmoil because they're obviously very fond of each other. And, you know, it's not cool to date your siblings.
Princess, I think you mean Princess Mononoke.
I mean, that's 100% what people would say now. Absolutely.
Women in power?
Oh, yeah.
In feudal Japan?
Multiple. Two women of power in this movie.
Eco-friendly.
All Ghibli films are visually engaging, but this is engaging in a different way. It's like grabbing you. Ghibli films are more inviting. Just like, come, enjoy the food. Enjoy this quaint little village. Enjoy watching these people cook. This is like coming out at you and grabbing you. And be like, the forest is dying. We killed it with guns. Castle in the Sky is what we are doing.
A terrible place to build that.
The song was much slower than I was anticipating.
Is this that song from...
Okay. All right. I Google searched Castle in the Sky wiki, and this song came up. So this is... I'm going to tell my kids this is the theme from Hayao Miyazaki's Castle in the Sky.
Oh, you'll be doing your children a disservice.
This, if Castle in the Sky ended with this, I would have been banging to it. This is actually, I've been enjoying this.
Huh?
This is fun.
You've been what?
You know, it's a banger. Bopping. Mm-hmm. It's very repetitive, but it says castles in sky a lot. Hayao Miyazaki's 1986 animated film, Castle in the Sky Castle. And... Is that what it's called? Is it not called Castle in the Sky Castle? Are you saying that there is not a sky castle? And that there kind of is a castle within the castle. There's kind of a like inner part to the exterior part, which is why Castle in the Sky Castle.
Most buildings have an inner part to the exterior part. I hate to break it to you like this.
Thick grandma is definitely killed.
Dola
some
has
men.
Absolutely killed.
She's got a body count, and I'm not talking about kissing guys. Kiss of death. The robot sits up and turns his head. He looks directly into the camera. And you just go, I don't like the way he's looking at me, Cameron. Big ol' eyes and big ol' titties. And then he crawls towards the camera, which is also very upsetting. I think this happens twice. A soldier grabs Sheeta by her ponytail and like picks her up.
Yes.
Very unsettling to do that to a small child.
It's me when Athena's not listening. I gotta grab her by her scruff.
It is officially Septformers month because Transformers 1 comes out this month. So Bumblebee, 2018. Basic plot. You seen Iron Giant? You seen E.T.? I've actually never seen a horse girl movie. Have you ever seen horse girl movies?
I have seen some very popular horse movies.
Would you say that this falls under a lot of those elements if you replace horse with car?
It's kind of like the Spirit film. Except there's a whole lot less manifest destiny in this film, I would say so.
I mean, the American government is trying to manifest destiny some of that alien technology.
You're right.
Our technology. The Decepticons are triple changers, which is pretty fun. Yeah.
Look at you. I'm so proud of you, Cameron. You know what? If Nepo babies want to make decent Transformers movies, I'll let them.
And with that, transition into Transformers 1. But okay, real fast.
You're trying to tell me a paragraph summary.
I know.
They call him B, and they call Megatron D. Who thought that was a good idea, that you have four main characters, and one goes by B, and one goes by D? Expose the fraudulent leader.
Yeah, expose the fraudulent leader. And then we see...
little whispers of Andor in there.
Your mother is dead! No.
But the friendship felt genuine throughout the film, and it really reflects mostly on Megatron as a character here, is that he has a very surprising character arc. That character, you know exactly where he's coming from the moment. But like, if you had never seen Transformers, I don't know if you would anticipate, other than the fact that he's gray.
So that maybe Megatron's... that baby that was behind us had a life-changing moment at the end of the film.
Your other major dub for this?
I really...
Athena, you can wait your turn. You haven't even seen the movie. They don't allow cats in the theater. You know what I just realized is he's just assuming the role of president. Like, no one's elected him. No one. He's just assuming he's the leader now, and he's like, "I'm giving you." He's like, literally, he's been bestowed. He has the matrix of leadership, I guess. That's God has literally made him president, but
anointed.
Very tiny thing. I was pretty disappointed that the matrix leadership did not have the fingy holes. Like in the original animated movie.
I don't like the way you said that.
It's just handles, not any holes for your fingies. Skeleton Crew, new Star Wars show taking place sometime after episode 6 on the, what we learn is a mysterious planet called Atten.
And I don't like to harp on child actors because they are children.
I do. Potentially an issue with having kids this young is it might limit you on stunts.
Like, what do you mean we can't throw the children off the side of a building onto a mat?
I'm just saying that the actual stunt...
What do you mean child labor laws? There's just some different stakes. Just different...
Well done or medium? Here. Rare?
Microwaved.
Oh, no. The rest of the episode is pretty much just a chase, right? Where two children manning the cannons almost murder some people by shooting at the X-Wings.
X-Wings, which, in my guess, was... It was probably just like a game to them.
So it's like, well, if they don't know that they're actually doing it. This fight also...
The innocence of babes. And so they ask him, and every time he goes, I can't say I remember no, you know, can't say I remember no at Atten.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do a pirate accent. I thought about it and then I just quit.
So you did a southern accent
instead? No, I didn't. Well, I didn't mean to. But it's like, I can't say I... Yeah. I forgot we get kind of like a nice scene between Fern and Wim. Like after they find out, can I get through it, Cameron?
I am letting you talk. I didn't say anything.
Cameron immediately was like,
it's an audio format. I disagree, but I want to let you talk.
What was funny is that someone commented and said, Neil and Thrawn are going to have a blue off.
Don't like that.
Cameron shook his head.
And also, I shouted out loud, "Don't like that."
Someone says, "Refill that chamber with acid."
And
it does.
You just hear screaming. It's pretty bad.
It's just one of those things where you're like, "Oh, there's that '80s children's film."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So the funniest thing of the entire show, the ship, the
The Onyx Cinder had a bunch of credits loaded onto it because he's a quote-unquote emissary.
The Onyx Cinder, so what the Onyx Cinder is, it crashed, but it did not explode. It's like sitting on a top of, it's like broken into a building.
It's the building. School, I think.
It falls forward and the ship literally vomits out a bunch of gold and KB. KB just slides, like KB does not fall, she slides out in ragdolls and it is so funny.
Some of the kids were talking about that scene. They said it hurt to kneel on all those little physical credits.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like it's probably like kneeling on Legos in a way.
Yes.
But so KB is alive.
Shocking. They didn't kill the 8-year-old child in this Star Wars show. One of my favorite segments whenever we review a film is things that make you go, Towards the end of the movie, Allison, my wife, she goes, Godzilla's got the hips of a Pixar mom. One character drops the F-bomb, and then just a few moments later, they censor someone saying by, like, having them die. And it's like, that is a strange contrast right there. They're talking about trying to coexist with Godzilla, and one of the military guys, like, are you suggesting we make Godzilla our pet? And here Kurosawa goes, no, we would be his. Kurosawa, you beautiful idiot. That's not how you convince the government to do something. That is just, it's a cool line.
That is
but
the worst way to get someone to like take your side on something. It's like, we'll submit to them.
That makes him seem just as bad as the eco-terrorist. Like, he wants to, like, he's got this weird
look,
subversive
really,
thing going
just
on.
He really loves Godzilla.
Hey, don't kink shame Sarazawa.
Poe's dad keeps saying, our son. Which I'm not against in theory, two fathers raising a son, but the fact that they are not a couple,
they're
but they
co-parenting.
They keep telling strangers our son, and it's like, you guys got to stop saying that. You can't. It needs some explanation.
We've referenced it multiple times, but we have not referenced a number. Godzilla takes three naps in this movie. He goes and naps after defeating Scylla. He pretty much naps in an iceberg to power up in the middle of the movie, and then the last thing he does is goes back to the Colosseum and naps. Mm-hmm. That three Godzilla naps in one movie, that's pretty wild. This transition to talking about the forest spirits, starting with the Kodama spirits. One of them turns around and runs away from the camera, and you just went, ugh, the butt.
They just have oddly accentuated butts.
For some reason, they have butt cheeks. I don't know why. It's the only like detail they even
Why do they need butt cheeks?
I don't know.
Why do they need butt cheeks?
But it doesn't have anatomically correct cat busts in it, which is a bummer that we haven't talked about that yet. But maybe one day we'll do Totoro.
Kodomo butts.
We do have consolation prize Kodomo butts. The wolf that can talk encourages Ashitaka to jump to his death to stop the pain, which is like squeezing information out of the little girl. And he just went, quit talking about squeezing that little girl.
Did I mention it? Like the government officials mentioned like two or three times. They're like, squeeze her harder. Yeah. And I'm like, stop that.
Pooza is like crawling underneath them and pulls a stone out from between thick grandma's legs, and his face pops up there, and it's very uncomfy. It's a very uncomfy shot.
Leaves to go save Sheeta. He hands them a knife so they can cut themselves free. Tell me why this woman goes, he's become a man now.
I have no answers.
Just like, oh, as much as I love Dola, I cannot condone that. You know, like transforming is the right of all of them. They come with guns. This implies that out of the planet womb, they have guns and weapons. Can you imagine handing a toddler a rifle? The leader of the other clan is like, wow, thank you. We'll give you our best hides. What do you want? And he's like, I just want those four kids.
Okay, well, the group that took our heroes, they don't know that Jod knows these kids and came here with them.
Yeah.
So when he asked for them,
yeah,
for everything they know, this is just a guy asking for the children. Kids with them, and they are totally okay with it.
Final thought. Where is Dr. Sarazawa?
That's what it should have been.
Sorry. The Hollow Earth will be reorganized.
Oh my gosh.
Until the first new empire. Brody's probably going to name his next kid after Godzilla. They're in our walls, Cameron. Disclaimer, own your firearms legally. But anyways, moving on. The fandom menace is unfortunately no stranger to bullying children online. Yeah. Just lobotomized by a peach pit.
Emotionally?
Why am I crying in the Kung Fu Panda 4 right now? Considering Poe, they had this big fight, and then Poe skadooshed her. French.
A huge
worst.
Issue there.
7 a.m. wake up. 8 a.m. kill Titan. 9 a.m. yell at neighbor. I was texting Cameron a lot of thoughts, and Cameron went, let's talk on the podcast about this.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on. Let's cut this out. I don't know if my mom knows that I cuss. I have more memes than actual content, truly. I saw we had two-hour run times and said, I ain't listening to that.
Then, welcome
Cameron
back,
has finally
Transformers
taken
friends.
The child harness off, and I have sprinted down the hotel hallway, never to be seen again. You're going to catch me across the four-lane interstate in 5 minutes. It's a species we first see in Clone Wars, and so it's not quite furry level. Weird clothes, no clothes.
Yeah.
There's no in-between. Fire bad.
Sure.
Fire is bad. Fire is also very cleansing. Some people, it's like, do you have the mic in your mouth? I just, look, it's so... Now, be careful when you Google this. Don't Google robot titties. Absolute grippers on his feet, like full spread toe clench. They put detail into that. It ain't that one. Wait, that was... Oh, no. Is that pandering? Maybe. Am I okay with it? Yeah, sure. No. Instead of pizza parties, you get public beatings. I think I also have a neighbor who consistently burns bread. And I think there's also something very precious about the loyalty of friendship that transcends generations. Oh. I'm about to get personal. So we see this with Umi and Shun. Their fathers were best friends. I like that because I can see that in my own life. So one of my best friends, we lived together in college at the same place that our fathers lived in. They roomed together. They lived together for those couple years. I think there's something very human and very precious when people who are friends, that friendship passes down to their own kids. I think there's something very human about that loyalty to, you know, understanding and respecting, like, you know, not only were our parents friends, but we are also friends. And I think there's something very warm about that connection. And just like, kind of like the love that humans have for each other that can transcend generations.
I'm back. I'm old and I'm pissed. He came out for a munch and he got a punch. And unfortunately, I was very disappointed though, reading through the Grammy nominations and list. No recognition of Men at Work this year.
Devastating.
even though I don't think they put out an album since the late 80s. This movie thinks that geese quack. This is going to become a ghost hunting podcast. What was that? Oh, spirits. That you wish he didn't exist and you don't like looking at him. I bring a certain make people puke vibe to the podcast. In the last episode, he's John Goodman. And everything in between is a CGI hybrid of like, it gets gradually more John Goodman-y as the show goes on. Those dang dogs, dude. Welcome to Bad Bark Barkness. This child is so depressed. This is the red child. Should be suspicious of all children. They're always scheming. I'm in up on Poppy Hill. I can see the city lights. Number one, sunburn. Number three, canoe. It kept getting wilder. It just kept, the Peppa Pig one really threw me off. I don't think children should be shooting at what is a, like, imagine if there was a scene in the Goonies where they got in an artillery anti-air turret and shot at, like, military aircraft. I get really frustrated at people when they tell me, I don't want my movies to have to say anything. They don't need to try to preach to me. I just want entertainment. Every single movie is telling you something. Whether it means to or not, or whether you realize it or not, it's an indicating. So the most generic say nothing movies are actually undermining your intelligence and your value as a being. Art is a reflection of the fact that God created for us. God created creation. That word creation is so beautiful because it emblemizes that God crafted everything you see. Everything you see that is the beauty in everything is not an accident. It's not our reptilian brain just liking pretty colors. It's that God implanted in your mind, listener, in your heart, in your soul to react to the beauty he created for you because he wants you to feel his love. And when us as humans, when we create and make worthwhile art that means something to us, that we're trying to convey some, even if when we disagree with it, it's totally acceptable to disagree with the objective of the art. But to respectfully disagree, to engage with it, and especially when it is doing something beautiful, that's an incredible act that we get to engage with each other as God wants us to love one another, as opposed to crap that is nothing. We're doing the devil's work by making generic garbage.
We have a comic to talk about.
Oh, right. Do we want to talk about that this week, or do we want to save that for...
We can save Godzilla it for next X-Kong? Week.
Sorry. I still have not read it. I would like a chance to read it. I will read it before next week's episode.
Episode 2. Or 2 weeks from now. About this.
For the first time ever, we will be talking about a comic book on the podcast because Rachel read a thing and wants to talk about it.
A month ago.
Yeah, we should have talked about it because it's a prequel comic to Godzilla King of Monsters. So we should have talked about it that day. Did you just kind of forget, or did you just never see a good opening that episode?
We talked so much with Bailey.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we talked so much about Kung Fu Panda 4. And I was like, we just don't got the time.
Do we want to talk about the comic and I can edit it in before we talk about?
I wonder if we should save that till the week after. Like, we're going to need to fill time after Kongzilla X Empire or whatever. And it'll just be Bad Batch.
So we're going to push it 2 episodes from now?
I don't know. Do we want to talk? How long is the episode? And a Godzilla comic.
And a Godzilla comic. We promise next week we'll talk about the Godzilla comic.
Either we talk about the Godzilla comic or we just watch more Transformers G1. Pick your poison. Or we just start Transformers Prime.
Are you just going to skip the comic or you want to do it after Bad Batch?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Let's just do the question. Let's go one at a time.
Do we want to talk about this comic? We are... 40 minutes into recording.
We just push it off another week.
Do we want to push? I think we totally should. I think 100% we should. Because we had a lot of news. We had a ton of news this week.
We have a lot of news.
So we will talk about this comic book next week.
If you were here to listen to us talk about a comic, it's not happening.
No, we'll get to it by
we'll
the end of the episode.
We'll get to it. We'll get to the comic after Cameron says we can watch Transformers Prime. Which means never.
Oh, never. Oh, we forgot to talk about the Godzilla prequel comic, so I guess I'll talk about that next time. We forgot to talk about Avatar again. Next time. Next time we will talk about Avatar, and we will talk about that comic that got... Wait, did we actually... We actually did finally talk... Did we talk about the Godzilla prequel comic, or did we not? I can't remember.
I think we did.
I don't think we did, because I read it, but I don't remember... I don't think we did. I don't think we ever did. Anyway, so next episode, Avatar Last Airbender and the Godzilla King of Monsters prequel
comic. Episode is actually our next studio film.
Also, we forgot to talk about the Godzilla prequel comic and Avatar Last Airbender. Next time. We'll do it next time. We also forgot to talk about the Godzilla prequel comic. Next time.
Yeah.
And sure. Avatar Last Airbender. Dang. Okay. All three next time. Oh, shoot. We forgot to talk about the Godzilla prequel comic. And Avatar, Last Airbender, like right?
Is that next
week?
Time?
Next week, and if something comes up, I don't know. Of course, those two are assumed for next week. Next, we forgot to talk about Avatar, Last Airbender, and we forgot to talk about that comic, the Godzilla prequel comic. Next time,
I figured we were going to talk about this
next time. Well, obviously, the Godzilla prequel comic, but other than that, I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet.
Or if you want us to talk about something other than the Godzilla prequel comic, just let us know.
If you want to talk about literally anything else. 23 days ago, we got a new comment from Caleb on Spotify. He commented on our Avatar episode. I'm sure they'll get to the Godzilla prequel comic next episode. We forgot to talk about it. Next time.
This is Rachel and Cameron signing off saying, so what? Do we just make Athena our pet? No. We become hers.
Oh no, that sounds so much worse.
This is Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, Athena has learned everything she knows from me, except mercy.
This is Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, that podcast is filling your head with garbage. This might be our last episode.
Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, who takes more naps? Godzilla during one movie or Athena during one podcast? 10 out of 10.
It. Thank you, Megan, for the review.
Glad you finally watched it, Megan. Sorry we harped on your mom.
I'm not. I know her. We're friends.
I love Godzilla more than your mom. I'm sorry.
I've slept in their home multiple times.
Whoa!
Not secretly. I was a guest in their home. This is Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, squeeze you later.
I do like that one.
Cool. That one was funny. Look, we're not talking about Warrior Cats.
That's what I was about to say.
Transformers Prime.
Oh, yeah. We are talking about that. Well, thank you for agreeing.
I'm not agreeing. That was a question mark at the end.
No, that was not a question mark.
That was a question
Megan,
mark.
Megan, you're a grammatical reviled. Friend. That was a reviled. Statement. That was not a question.
Reviled. You're the reviled robot.
Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, did your editor make a noise when you squeeze him?
This is Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, whose thighs are better, Legendary Godzilla or Rebels Tarkin?
That was actually Clone Wars Tarkin.
Okay, I'll redo it. Okay.
Whose thighs would you rather get crushed between Godzilla or Tarkin?
Oh, no! Cut that out! No, not including that.
We can put that in the...
the after part.
The best of Twitter.
Best of, yeah, the worst of, more like... Rachel, I have a surprise for you.
Am I getting fired? Oh, we need to
what a way to announce.
We need to do our yearly evaluations. Athena, come here. Got it.
Not gonna let the podcast start off with peeking that hard. That is, like, we don't need to jump scare people immediately. Cracking open cold one right on mic. Oh, good. That is some good crispy audio. Better not spill it on my laptop.
Cameron, I put it on the table.
That, and if it spills, it'll spill on my laptop.
Hold on.
Oh. And half of our subscribers just unsubscribed.
All two of them?
Yeah, exactly. We're down to one. Who left? Megan or Caleb or your mom?
My mom.
Yeah, your mom definitely would be out, huh?
See, now that I've said it, I have to remember it, and I gotta psych myself up for it. So what? Do we just make Athena? No,
you have to start with, this is Cameron and Rachel signing off. Do you want to give me a version of that, but say, this is Cameron and Rachel signing off?
It's not funny when I'm scripted. I'm sorry. This is Cameron and Rachel saying...
No, you gotta say it right. It's a sign off. This is Cameron and Rachel signing off saying...
Athena! Come do it for me.
This is Cameron and Rachel signing off saying, I wish Transformers 1 had as good of a voice cast as King of the Hill.
Damn. Join us next week as Rachel talks about her feet. Oh.